Yeah, it's kind of the Gemara. Gemara says, so what does that mean, Bekhtera? There's two sayings where Chanina meant, Ikadami Bekhtera Atzmo, Ikadami Bemaid the Balak there. So what does Rashi say? What's the case over here? Bemaid the Balak there. So Rashi learns, Rashi doesn't explain Bekhtera Atzmo. He only explains the other side, Bemaid the Balak there, but we have to infer backwards what Bekhtera Atzmo means. So Rashi says, "Ma'ed the bolak there." In Reinu, Kshenafol Shem Kaidim Shnismayt. We saw the piece of meat before it fell in, so we know how much meat fell in. We are not Mishayim Ma'isoi, V'achen Shnisbashel. Now we want to be measured after it's cooked up. Do you have 60 or not? L'kemay Shnafol Shem. So we want to measure against the original size of the piece of meat. Let's say the truth that we don't know how much the meat is now, but we want to know how much it was. We know how much it was at the beginning, so we want to measure well how much meat fell in. Let's say Kazayis of meat fell in. But I look at the rest at the heter that's in the pot now, and I only have, let's say, 50 kizaisim of soup. So I don't have enough. So I'm in kama bolak derim in the heter. So we guess from Mishar how much was the kdera of beleya from the soup from the heter. Lefilik shenofel shomaya heter habi, because we can then extrapolate backwards that when the piece of meat fell in, there was a lot of heter. Some of it was nibbling to the kdera, but it means that originally there was 60. V'nismai p'bliyas ha-kdera, and some of it was nivla al yidei the kdera. Aval b'kdera atzma lo misharinim, but we don't count the kdera itself. The kdera itself, the volume of the kdera itself, the walls of the kdera might be more than that. Maybe the walls of the kdera are 20 zeisim. We would just figure out the displacement of the kdera. That we don't use. We only use, let's say we calculate that the kdera was belay at 10 zeisim. So we take the 10 zeisim of the kdera was belay, with the 50 zeisim of heta that we see, but and that's 60 times the original kazayis issa that fell. So it seems that Rashi learning that the machlekes, the two lashonis of the Gemara are one madam of the Gemara, one lashon of the Gemara holds that in the shara the kdera atzma, the lashon kama holds the kdera atzma. That means if the kdera displaces 20 zeisim, then you add 20 zeisim to 50, you have 70. The madam of the bolak teira says no, you can't use all 20 zeisim. But you can use the 10 zeisim that the kdera was beleya from the heter, and now if that's enough to give you 60, then you could be mavato the issim. So Rashi now says, "Vechaven difli galishni." Since it's a machlekes l'shaynis, misur deraisi, and it's an issur deraisa. Shaynim, glad I ask. How can Rashi say it's an issur deraisa? Rashi all the time kikad rabbanim. It's a problem. As we know the chumra, b'lei mashirin mikdera. So there, the first thing Rashi says is that we have to be machmer like the Mishnah Basra, and not count the kedera itself, only my debolik there. But then Rashi goes on and says, "V'ikar dover kamei shubol ofanenu misharin alei." Actually, we're only mishar the soup the way it is now, 50 zeisim. Belay misharinim b'may debolik there in the heter. We don't even count the 10 zeisim that the kedera was belaya. Lefi sha'af mina isin nivla v'nisamayit mikamei shoyah. Because the kedera was belaya, not only heter, there was belaya isa too. So since the belaya was, you can't, how are you going to use the 10 zeisim of the kedera was belaya? Not all 10 zeisim are heter. The kedera is belaya, iser and heter, maybe equally. So you can't use those 10 zeisim. Those 10 zeisim are iser and heter together in the same ratio, maybe, as the stuff inside the pot. So how's the kedera? That really shouldn't even help you to do the bittul. Like the Gemara says later, that there was a kizais the tarba that fell into a pot, and they wanted to be mishar b'mayt the bolak there, and the Gemara over there says that you can't do it. The rabbanan said to Rav Ashi, "Otu de teira bolak yisur the yisur le bolak." The pot's not only belay ahead; there is belay is it too? So you can't use the mayt the bolak there. So it sounds like Rashi's saying that number one. There's two lashonis in Agamora. There are some of my debolik there. So Rashi saying, first of all, we can't pass the like lashon kama because it's a sake of their eisim. And then Rashi saying, that we can't even pass the like lashon of asra because that really also doesn't make any sense. My debolik there is not only heter, it's issa too, like the Gemara says in the next Talmud. So therefore, we really reject both lashonis. That's how the Rashi and the Ran understood Rashi. But Rashi's talking going progressively. First, he says you have to reject the lashon kama. And then he says, even have to reject the Lishna Basra, because Otto de Terra Bola, the Yisrael Bola. So the Rashman, the Rana asks first. He says, one second, what do you mean? Rashi said the case is that I know how much Issa fell in. So if I know how much Issa fell in, and the Issa is the same size now, so then I know the Kedera wasn't Belay and the Issa. Chorek, Shanila asked me, I would have said, maybe you don't know how much the Isser is now. It doesn't say in Rashi, you know how much the Isser is now. Maybe the Isser melted. And at least I'm going to assume that we know how much the Isser is now. The same way we know how much Heter is now, we know how much Isser is. Like, the piece is still floating around. So then it's a steer. It's a tension in Rashi. Rashi starts off setting up the case that I know how much the Isser was originally. And they assume, for some reason, that I know how much the Isser is now, too. So if I know how much the Isser is now, I know how much the Isser was originally, and if they're the same, then I know that there wasn't Belay and Isser. So what's the kashuk in the next summit? The next summit is a case taku, I don't know, because it's a tchelet. The tchelet was nimayach. But it doesn't say over here that it was nimayach. Maybe they assume it's going on a gid. Maybe that's why they assume it's not nimayach. Maybe they assume that the gemara is going on a gid, so the gid stayed the same. I don't know. Anyway, they assume that the Rashi. If not for the Rashi and the Ran, I would say Pshat and Rashi is that the issue was nimayach. So I don't know how much is it fell in. I mean, I know how much is it fell in, but I don't know how much was nibla. So then the Rashi makes sense. Our gemara says that you assume that all the bleus were heter. Says Rashi, but that's really not right because the gemara points out later on that you can't make that assumption. Maybe some of the blias were, maybe the care was belayis. The Rashi and the Ran, they were bothered by this kasha. They assumed that I know how much Isser is now. And Rashi said at the beginning that I know how much Isser fell in. So I know how much Isser fell in. I subtract how much Isser there is now. So I know that it's the same. So I know how much, or not the same, but I know how much was nibble in the care. So what's Rashi's problem? So therefore, the Rashi and the Ran is Magi and Rashi. And the Rashi just quotes the Rashi L'chatchila after the Hashem. That the Rashi's case that is not that it should say not imra inu kishenafal sham but imloira inu kishenafal sham. But Rashi is talking about a case. Rashi is reading the Gemara. I don't know how much Isser fell in. I don't know how much Isser fell in. I know I must know something. I know how much Isser is there now. I know how much Isser is there now. I don't know how much Isser fell in. So since I don't know how much Isser fell in, but I know how much it is now, so Agamar assumes whatever is now, that's what it is. Then I look at the soup. Well, the soup, let's say now, is 50 zay. I know there's a kazai of Isser there now. I have no idea how much it was originally. The soup is 50 zaysim, but I know that 10 zaysim disappeared from the soup, because originally there was 60 zaysim of soup. So I say, oh, 50 zaysim is here now, plus the 10 zaysim that were nibble in the ktera, against the kazais. So it's batul beroi, that's my debol of ktera. But then the Gemara says later, says Rashi, the argument we have to reject, because how can you assume that all the 10 zaysim that went in from the heter, maybe some of the zaysim that went into the ktera are from the issa. Maybe the issa was originally bigger than it is now. And some of that, and therefore maybe it wasn't really belay 10 zaysim from the soup. Maybe it was belay less than 10 zaysim from the soup. It was belay from the issa. Anyway, that's how they learned this Rashi. The Goyin, and also the Bach, the Bach in the Rif, it's on the Ran, there's Agog, it's to bring down from the Bach. And the Goyin says in Shulchan Aruch also, in Tzadik Tesei, he wants to be Mekayim. They're Mekayim, the gifts that we have in Rashi. They say that actually Rashi is not rejecting our Gemara. The beginning of Rashi and the end of Rashi are talking about two different cases. A little bit strange. But they said the beginning of Rashi is talking about our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about where I know how much Isser fell in, and I know how much Isser is now, and it's the same. But since the Isser that fell in and the Isser that's there now didn't change, so I know the Kedei was Belay only Heter. That's a machlekes if you were mishar with the ktera. Atzmo only with my debola ktera. But you don't have to worry about the iser because the iser is static. The end of Rashi says ikadav k'moish debola fanenu misharinum. That's referring to a different case. It was strange. Why Rashi throws it in now? I don't understand this. But that's what the Goyim in the Bach will say. That the end of Rashi ikadav k'moish debola fanenu misharinum is talking about a case where I don't know how much fell in. So Rashi's telling me, Kilu, don't apply our Gemara to cases where something comes to you, you see a kezais of Isser with 50 zaysim of Heter. Don't try this at home. Our Gemara says, Yimishar, but my debolak teira. Our Gemara is talking about because you know how much fell in. But in a normal case where it's bolafanenu and I see a kezais of Bolsa floating around and 50 kezaisim of Mara, but I don't know how much Isser there was in the first place, then you can't do this trick and be mitzarif my debolak teira. And you say you'll make a calculation normally this amount of time, the teira is belay at 10 zaysim, because you don't know if all of that bliya was heter. Maybe that bliya was Isser too, because you don't know how much it was originally. So Kilu, the Rashi has to be read. Agamor is talking about Sharinu Kamanofa. That's why we assume that there's no bliyas from the Isser. The Rashi's telling me, but the halacha lemaisa, if something just comes to you and you don't know how much it was originally, I think that's the rational. He's saying, you know, if something comes to you that you don't know what it was originally, don't make the mistake of applying our Gemara, because that's then we have a different principle of Otu de Atera Bola, the Isura Lai Bola. It's a different way to learn the Rashi then. Let's imagine the case is like the gears that we have in Rashi. We know how much Felina Kazayas of Bosa. And let's say even the case is that it's still a Kazayas of Bosa. Still a Kazayas of Bosa. So the Rashi and the Rami ask, say, if it was a Kazayas of Bosa originally and it's still a Kazayas of Bosa, so what does Rashi mean? Altu de terabola, the Isura Bola, the Isura Le Bola. I see this. It was not new. I see this. It stayed the same. L'chara, Shatzel Poshut. The Rishayim discuss, the Gemara says later on that when you have a piece of Issa that falls into a pot, so you don't know how much it was mapped. The Issa fell into a pot, a piece of meat fell into a pot, and it's still there. So you take it out, but in the meanwhile, it was mapped time into the whole Kedera. How much time was it mapped? So more later in the Amid has a discussion. Are you Mishar connected how much you think it was mapped, or connected the whole volume of the piece of meat? So the Gemara says, we can't do how much it was mapped, because how could we possibly know? So therefore, we have to mishara connected the whole volume. So a lot of Rishonim may ask, what do you mean? Let's see how much the meat shrank. What do you mean, we don't know? We'll see how much the meat shrank. If it didn't shrink at all, that means it wasn't maflit anything. If it shrank 50%, it means it was maflit 50%. Like, what's the shot? So the Rishonim speak out, no, when the piece of meat goes into a pot, and it's maflit, just as it's being maflit, it's also belea. It's an exchange. So the piece of meat might be mafled 50% of its substance into the pot, and it'll still look the same because the 50% that it gave up, it was belea from the super, 50% kenegla. So even if the piece of meat, the iser, looks the same, that doesn't mean that nothing was expelled. Maybe it just looks the same because it's blew up in the soup, but it's really, maybe it's half soup. So Rashi, that we could say maybe that's the pshat on the Rashi. The soup fell, a kazayas of issa fell into the soup. It's still a kazayas. So Agamara says, well, the issa is still a kazayas, so the issa wasn't nivla. All of the blias was heter, so we're mishar, but my debolak there. Says Rashi, but the halach lemais is not true, because otu de tera bola de isur lebola, the ktera could have been belay issa too. If the ktera was belay issa, how come the issa didn't shrink? The issa didn't shrink because the issa was belay amorak. But deep inside, maybe the issa did shrink. So therefore, we can still say otu de tera bola de isur lebola. Maybe that'll be maybe that's the pshat in Rashi. The kids, there's a lot of variables over here. It's hard to know. It's hard to know. Rashi, if this the variables as far as pshat and Rashi is, first of all, there's the variable how to be gerus in Rashi. The gersel lefanenu, which the goyim the bachem akayim, is that we know how much fell in, but it's not so clear in Rashi. Do we still know how much it is? It wasn't mimayach. That's one variable. Number two, maybe that's not the right gersel. The Rishonim and other the Rashi and the Rani want to make in Rashi that we don't know how much originally fell in. Then there's a shail in Rashi and the pshatov in the Rashi with the end of Rashi and the beginning of Rashi. Is he home at the same case? He's saying our Gemara says b'ktera atz b'may debolak there, but it's not lahalocha. Our Gemara is nitcha lahalocha from the Gemara in the next moment. That's how the Rashi and the Rambam said the Rashi. The Bach and the Goyim in the same Rashi are saying no. Rashi not being doicher our Gemara be'alocha. Our Gemara is true lahalocha. Rashi just saying that our Gemara is talking about a special case where Rainu shenofa, but in a case where we don't know how much fell in, then our Gemara doesn't apply. So we've got to be pshat in Rashi. There's many different possibilities. So you can mix and match all these possibilities and get many different shot them out of the Rashi. Just talk for a minute. What's the svar? Let's just look at the svar a little bit. What's the svar to be in the shara of their asma? Mainly to be shara be made of bolak dera. So that I sort of understand. You know, some of the soup went into the dera, and it's still somehow in there, percolating. Circulating. So therefore you're mishar not only the 50 zasim in the soup, but we imagine that besides the 50 zasim in the soup, there's another 10 zasim that have a ghostly existence inside the ketera. So you can be mitzar of them also to be mirakul kama of this. So you can understand that. But what's the svarim mishar the ketera atzma? Ketera atzma Rashi sounds like he learns that it means the Rishayim say b'feres, that Rashi means the cheres of the k'der, the pot itself, the walls of the pot, maybe the pot maximum is b'leah 10 zeis. Maybe the pot was b'leah from this pot 10 zeisim. But the walls of the pot have, there's 20 zeisim in there. What's the svar to Mishayar, the whole 20 zeisim? Possibilities, really. One possibility is because, yeah, I wanted to draw possibilities because it's very hard over here to get any one definitive shot because there's so many variables. But there's two possibilities. Possibility number one is that you can use the whole k'tera because the whole k'tera is full of old blias. We'll see in Tosis such a lot. Even if the k'tera was only b'leah 10 zeisim from the soup, I'm a shy that was b'leah 10 zeisim from the soup. But the k'tera was b'leah on previous occasions, other soups. And presumably the whole k'tera is saturated, which is full of old b'leahs. So therefore we could use the old b'leahs that are in the k'tera as part of the, maybe that's what it means, the cheres. They're actually not so much, by the way. They talk about the mashiach, the cheres. It sounds like even a brand new pot. We'll see in Tosis, and it's not so clear what Tosis is talking about. When we get to Tosis, we'll see more in detail. But there is a svar floating around in Tosis that maybe the k'tera atzma means the old blias, and maybe that's the chat in Rashi as well. Very sosim in Rashi. The other possibility is, no, we're actually mishar the k'tera atzma. Even if it's a brand new k'tera, we're mishar the k'tera atzma. What's the svar to mishar the k'tera atzma? So the Achayim say that the svar is because, you know, the ish is giving off time. Actually, so there's a nice hakira here. When you have bitul b'shishim, so we assume that the shishim is mevatel l'tam. How is the shishim mevatel l'tam? I mean, what's the mechanism of bitul? Is the way the shishim is mevatel l'tam because the time of heter overpowers the time of ish? What if the heter doesn't have any taste? What if it's like water? Stomach is still bitul b'shishim. Maybe the way bitul b'shishim works is not because the tam of the heter overpowers the tam of this. Maybe the heter has no tam, but it's because the tam particles that are being expelled by the iser, they diffuse. They become so diffuse because they now have to occupy a volume that's 60 times the volume of the original iser, that the tam becomes so diffuse that you can't taste it anymore. It goes down below the threshold of what you could taste, presumptively. If you give it to a kfeila, I don't know if it makes a difference. No, tachsonomaisa, whatever it is, you don't taste it. But we have the shear of shishim. But what's the mechanism of shishim? How do we understand the shishim is working? Is the shishim working because the tam is mevatel the tam of iser, or because the space is mevatel the tam of iser? So, the Chayim seem to have understood Bekdera Atzma. I'll tell you in a second what they say, but they seem to have understood the way Bekdera Atzma works is because it provides more space. The Kedera itself is porous. We assume that time can go into the Kedera. It's clear in the time of Chazal that the Kederas weren't so waterproof, especially earthenware Kederas. And they were belayah, they were Amish belayah, they would leak on the outside. So they were belayah. So it provides space. When you have a k'tera, even if the k'tera is only belayah, even if only 10 zeisim of murak are taken out of the soup, but there's still more space. Even the empty cheres, the chairosis, is still providing space for the tam of the iser to go. So therefore, the tam of the iser now is being diffused into a larger space. So maybe you could be mitzarif that into the bitul of the isha. That's the tzad that you mishar b'kdei ratzim.
And then according to that side, it should be kazayas, that's sort of like nefach. Now you're eating in every particle of this side. So you're eating even before nefach, you wouldn't even need nefach.
What would be nefach?
Meaning, if, according to that side, they would have to hold nefach.
Well, I know it's not nefach. It's just, the mitzvah is that when you have the mitzvah that the Gemara is positing, it's sad that we're mishar, but their asma is positing a mitzvah. That if you have a zayas, let's say, of chaylev, in a pot that's in a soup of 50 kazaysim, or 40 kazaysim, but then the pot itself provides me a space of another 20 kazaysim, so this madam is assuming that if I tasted the soup, I wouldn't taste the chaylev. Because the 20 zaysim of ktera, together with the 40 zaysim of soup, provide a space of 60 zaysim, in which the time of the isser is able to be mispashit, and therefore the time of the isser goes below a threshold of what you could be. What you could be saying. I think that the Teferes Yaakov is, I haven't seen this in many, many, many years. I think I'm just remembering now vaguely, that the Teferes Yaakov asks, he says, what kind of machlek is this? Why didn't the whole Shishim is a Shiru Chachamim. So why didn't the Chachamim make an experiment? They should have taken a soup with 40 Zaysim and a pot with 20 Zaysim and cooked the Zayas of Chalev in and see if you could taste it. And if you could taste it, it's your eye that Kner Atzma helps to be Mavatala taste. I think the Teferes Yaakov asked this question. Yeah.
According to the Svara, is it only the space that's doing this bittul, or it's the other tam is also?
Maybe it's only the space. Maybe that's good for the machlokes, but there are atzmo of the bolak there, the madam of the bolak there holds that you can only be mevatel tam with something that has tam. So the bolak there has tam. The hadin ticheres doesn't have any tam, and the madam who says you could be mitzaref the k'dera atzmo, maybe he holds you don't need tam to be mevatel. It's enough to have space to be mevatel. Again, it sounds like a machlokes in tzias because the whole thing is a shiur chachamim. If you gave it to a kvela, what would he say? Okay, that's the Teferes Yaakov's kasha. Like, what are they arguing about?
So then you could just put a kazayas of basar chalav with nothing else, just in a giant pot.
Yeah, in a way, that's Tosis kasha. That's Tosis kasha. It's like the fellow sukkah fell down. The rav told him how to build the sukkah, and he built the sukkah according to the rav's directions. And then he came back. He said the sukkah fell down. He says, yeah. The rav said, yeah. Tosis has the kasha. So Tosis has the kasha. Remember, Tosis says the kasha. Tosis says you take a kazayas of chalav and you cook it up in 10 zaysim of water in a pot that has 50 zaysim, so you're not going to taste it. So Tosis thinks there's a problem here in Mitzias. There are other Rishonim who have a halacha from Shach and Gemara. They say there's no tzad at all that you should mizarf the cheres at all. And the k'teira atzma doesn't mean the cheres. It means punkt vaker. It means the contents of the pot. The mandam of the k'teira atzma means the contents of the pot, the soup. And Rav Chanina was saying shem mishar mishar bereitu v'kipu v'chatichos u'bikdera, meaning the soup, everything in the pot. That's ikadami bikdera atzma. The ikadami, no, you could even add my debolik there, but nobody says you could add the cheres. The Rabban being such a chat. But Rashi and Tosis, they understood that kdera atzma means literally kdera atzma. Tosis says it's against the mitzvahs, but Rashi somehow thinks that you could be mishar bikdera atzma.
Since Rashi doesn't say anything, are we sure that that's what he means when he says k'dera atzma?
Yeah, because if you learn like the Ramban, the k'dera atzma means the contents of the pot. So that means that the man d'omar b'may d'bolak there is coming to be meisif. He's coming to add. But Rashi says punkt faket. Rashi says my d'bolak there at Mishin Ophelsham. Aval b'k'dera atzma loy misharina. So it's obviously the k'dera atzma is bigger than my d'bolak there.
Yeah. Even according to the first svara, that it's about the old blios. Yeah. So, I mean, the assumption is that this would work for all types of previously used kederas. But let's say the keder was used only a couple of times in the past. Why can I assume that the blios take up the entire size of the kedera?
Maybe we assume it's totally porous, totally able to absorb its whole volume. It was the Yashus and Rashi is that he's not talking about the old Blias. But we'll see in Tosis that he talks about the old Blias. And let's take a look at Tosis. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because there's just all these variables and I don't know how to do anything with it. But let's just want to see that the Tosis and then the Rama maybe we'll see if we have time. Ikadami Bikdera Atzma. So Tosis starts off with a thought experiment. It's this table. Imagine I have a very thick dera. The dera itself holds 50 zaysim. Or it's a big pack. You filled it up with water, only 10 zaysim. And he cooked a kazayas of chaylev. What's a chelav? Heichis v'atul oisik kazayis chelav b'mayim? Ha'pshita sheish b'mayim, tam chelav. This is against the mitzias. The mitzias is that if you cook a zayis of chelav and 10 zayisim of water, the pot could be as thick as you want. It's not going to really do too much to be maybe something. But not to the extent that it's like bitul b'shishim. So how can Agamar say that you're mitzarif the k'deira and the ma'idabola k'deira? The whole thing doesn't make any sense, Tosfos says. Now, this thought experiment that Tosfos is making, the Chayr proves two things. Number one, that you can't be mitzarif the cheres of the k'deira, because Tosfos is against the mitzias. But I think Tosfos' thought experiment also proves that you can't be mitzarif even the ma'idabola k'deira, because the ma'idabola k'deira, I mean, because even if this k'deira was full of old blias, I think Tosfos' thought experiment is still going to be true. I assume. Tosfos' not talking about a brand new pot. But if it would be an old pot, Tosfos' agrees that it would be Mevatel Tama. I think the thought experiment is even if it was an old pot that was used many times, all the blias in the k'deira are not really going to have that much effect on the time of the chela that's in the soup. So what do you do with Agamar? The Nira Lefarish, the Hochamari, going to Lesli Surbaine, the Niflab of Bakhtar Kazayas Khalif. So Taisa says that actually there's no Khalif here, Ban. Khalifan, Khalif, whatever, there's no Issa here, Ban. The Issa that we're talking about is an Issa that was Balua in the Doifnak there in the first place. Vihi Hoysakar Balua Mehete. And the Khtar was Balua with old Hete. Yachaka Khazu Bishul Behete, the Shemarina, the Misharina Bakhtar, Atma Lavatal Issa Shaniflab. So the Taisa here is a little bit cryptic. Taisha starts off with this thought experiment, and he says it's clear that the k'teira and the ma'idabola k'teira, all these ghosts, they can't be mevatel a real tam chaylev that's in the real world. So therefore, Taisha is saying, no. The case they were talking about is the chaylev itself, the kizayis iser, was also a phantom in the doifnak there. Okay, but so far there's no reason for Tosfos to change the definition of k'deira and ma'idabola k'deira. K'deira, according to Rashi, means the k'deira atzma, the cheres. Let's say the pastus. And ma'idabola k'deira is the new blias from the soup right now. How much from a shire that it was belayer from the soup? There doesn't seem to be any reason for Tosfos to change that. Tosfos could maintain the Rashi's chat. The k'deira means you mitzarif the cheres of the k'deira. And by the bolak there, it means yimitzaref only the soup of heta that was nivlin now. But the only thing that Tosfos needs to change is that the chaylev, the iser, is not a real iser that's inside the pot. It's also a ghost iser that's inside the doifnei the doifnak there. But the translation, the taich of chdera and by the bolak there, it doesn't have to be any different for Tosfos than it is for Rashi. The problem is that Tosfos throws in this extra line. That he says that the k'teira was balua, he hoisa balua meheter, that the k'teira was full of old blias. What does Tosfos say? Why does Tosfos have to introduce that? And what is that? What is he explaining with that line? So this is machlekes the Rosh Yosef and the Maram how to translate Tosfos. The Maram understands. That according to Tosfos, k'deira means the cheres, same as Rashi. What Tosfos is changing is my debolak there. And that whereas Rashi learns my debolak there means the new blias, Tosfos learns my debolak there means the blias yishonos. The Rosh Yosef says, which is by the Pima Godin, the Rosh Yosef says, no, my debolak there, so according to Maram, this is what's changing in Tosfos from Rashi. The Rosh Yosef learns, no, my debolak there, Tosfos learns the same as Rashi, is the blias, the new blias, the blias achadoshos. But what Tosfos is changing is the definition of k'deira, and Tosfos k'deira means the blias hayeshonos. But the cheres is out of the picture. Either way, it's not clear why does Tosfos have to make this change. I mean, that the Reish Lakish, neither the Rambam nor the Reish Lakish really explains that much. Why does Tosfos have to change anything from Rashi? What was wrong? The one thing Tosfos needs to change from Rashi is that Rashi thinks that the Isser is a real Isser, and Tosfos thinks the Isser is a ghost inside the Gedera. Fine, so that Tosfos changed. But why has to change the translation of Gedera and the Bola Gedera? That's not immediately obvious, neither in the Maram's Pshat nor in the Reish Lakish's Pshat. By the way, the Reish Lakish seems to be corroborated by the Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh has come out in the Purush like the Reish Lakish. The question is why? Why does Tosfos need to change the Pshat? If you learn like the Maram, I think the answer is a distance. I think the answer has to be that according to Maram, let's say, Tosfos held like this. If you learn like Rashi Mamish, that we're talking about a new Isser, then the Gemara could be talking about a new Pat also. Like, there's no reason to think the Gemara doesn't say it's an old Pat. So we have to assume the Gemara is also talking about a new Pat. So if there's a new Pat, my Debolat there has to be the new Blias. But now the Tosfos says that we're talking about an old Isser, that means it's a used pot. Once it's a used pot, so mecha tesa that I only reckon with the nucleus. What's wrong with the old Blias? And therefore, Tosfos says that we're counting the old, that my debolek there doesn't mean only the nucleus, mecha tesa. It means all the Blias. The Blias would be the new Blias, the old Blias, all of the Blias that were ever cooked in this pot. Since we're talking about an old Isser, so it's a used pot. So it was just self-evident to Tosfos that once we're talking about a used pot, so Blias, my Debolek there, why should it mean only the new Blias? It could just as well mean all the old Blias as well. If you learn like the Reish Lakish, and like I said, the Tosfos HaRosh seems to be the fairest like the Reish Lakish, and the Tulu Shani seems to be arguing, so then why did Tosfos have to change the pshat from Cheres to Blias Yishonos? So I think, I mean, the best I have anyway, is that Tosfos changes the pshat in Gedera Atzma because he can. Meaning, to be Meshar Becheres Atzma, the Etzim is a Zodok. It's just a strange thing to be Meshar with Gedera Atzma. You should be able to do that. According to Rashi, you have no choice, because Rashi learns we're talking about a new Yisur, so it's probably a new pot. Or at least the Gemara doesn't say it's an old pot, so we have to assume it's also talking about a new pot. In a new pot, how you Meshar Becheres Atzma? It must be the Cheres in the Mavapu. But now that according to Tosfos, the Gemara is talking about an old pot, so I no longer need to be soibel the doichuk of saying that Gedera Atzma means the Cheres. Now I can learn, which makes more sense intuitively, that Gedera Atzma means all the old Blias, which maybe saturate the whole pot. I mean, maybe the volume of all the old Blias is the same as the volume of the pot. But Al-Kapodim, I don't need to be soibel the strange doichuk that the pot itself is a factor in the bittul. I can say Gedera Atzma means it's an old used pot. Presumably it's full of old Blias. Yeah, it could very well be that the volume of all the old Blias. How do I know what the volume is even? I mean, how would I know what's the volume of all the old Blias? Maybe it's exactly equal to the volume of the pot itself. But Tosfos is just, he's now able to say that the Gedera Atzma, its virtue is, its koyach is that it's full of old Blias. The other man, the Omer, says, no, you can't reckon with the old Blias, you can only reckon with the new Blias. Because that raises a question. That raises a question. What's Takap Shat in the Mandom who says only the Nubleus? Why are the Nubleus better than the Obleus? Yeah, but this is an old Isser. It's an old piece. It's an old Tam Chel that's stuck in the pot. So if I'm worried about the old Tam of Isser, why can't I use the old Bleus of Heter to be Mavatalit? What's the Sfar to say that only the... No, no, it's not a problem. But according to the Reish Lakish's chat, which is vindicated by the Tosfos HaRosh, so it's a little hard to understand. What's wrong with the old Blias? Why can only be Mitzarek the new Blias?
So
what if it's not a Ben Yomo? So it's nice in time of Gam, but it's Heter. It's still Heter. It still should be work. A nice in time of Gam is not able to move out to the time of Issa. I don't know why that should be. Thank you. I don't know. That needs a husband. I just want to mention briefly. Again, tomorrow, next time, I want to go back to. But there is another pshat in Rishonim, which is the Ramban. Which we're not going to talk about so much, but just to note, the shita of Ramban is that we're mishayer two things. First of all, the Ramban learns the k'der atzma, as I told you before, it doesn't mean the cheres. Ramban doesn't have this notion of being mishayer with the cheres. It means the contents of the k'der. And my debolak k'dera is my debolak k'dera. That's chiddush number one in the Ramban. The Ramban has another chiddush. The Ramban learns that my debolak k'dera is not only the what was balua in the k'dera. The Ramban says my debolak k'dera includes what evaporated. Which again, intuitively, it's sort of, how do you tach know? Normally, if you cook a pot and you come back, you put it on the fire and it's, you know, you have 60 zaysim of soup in the pot, and you come back later and you only have 50 zaysim. Where do you think the extra 10 zaysim went? You know, in the walls of the pot or you assume that you would attribute it to evaporation. So the Ramban says that's the pshat here as well. In the time of the Gemara, it wasn't any different. It's evaporation. And when it's half the evaporation to the Mabatalis, it's the Rashba, yes, what's the start? So it's there. So you can say somehow it helps in the circulation of the time to mivatul the time of the issue. But how can you mitzaref the time that the hetter that evaporated? The hetter that evaporated. So it's not here anymore. So right now the issue is nice and time. It should be chayzim in there. I had 60 kizesim of hetter, it's mivatul the time. But if 10 kizesim evaporated out, and now I have only 50 kizesim of hetter, so now the time should come back. So the Rashi asks, what's pshat in the Ramban? The Rashi turns the bias in Marach about this. Basically, he says it's all that the Iker Adin. But he quotes the Ramban himself asked the question, and the Ramban says what the evaporates derech bishul counts in the tziruf. But that itself needs a hesbol. So what if it's derech bishul? But bottom line, the mitzias lechor should be if the heter evaporates half, then the issur should be nice and top. So the Rashba has different answers in the Torah's advice. One of his answers, I think one of his answers is that really the issur also evaporates. So therefore, that's basically what we're saying. But by saying, there was a madam which is Bikhtera Atzma said, look, a kezayis of issa fell in, and there's 50 kezayisim of heter now in the soup. So it's 50 to 1, it's not bottled. And the other madam says, no, maybe there's 50 kezayisim now, but when it fell in, there were 60 kezayisim. And I can use those 10 kezayisim, because even though, what do you mean? It evaporated out, so it's not here anymore. But the same way the heter evaporated out, the issa also evaporated out. So therefore, even though I know there was a kezayis of issa, and now I know there's only 50 kezayisim of soup, I can use the 10 kezayisim of evaporation because I have a right to assume that as much heter is evaporated, proportionally the same amount of issur also evaporated. So that's the Ramban, very good shmah. However, the Rashba brings that the Rambam is meduyik, not like the Ramban. The Rambam holds that we're only mishar the bliyas of the kedera, not what evaporated out. Where did they see it in the Rambam? I have Rambam in front of you. But I think they saw it in the Rambam. The Rambam's really not so the perish. So, maybe I have it in the back of the Gemara. Okay, Kishim Shar, it's Tez Bof Kapal. Kishim Shar, Bechol Yisurim, Ben Meshishim, Ben Memeh, Ben Mesayim, Misharim, Ben Moruk, Ube Tavlin, Ube Chol Sheyesh Vakdero, Ube Mesher Bolok Dero, Meachah Shenofel Yisur, Lefi Oymer Hadas. The Ram says we're mashara what the k'dera was belay, but really exactly we can't know, so we estimate how much the k'dera was belay. So I think that the reason why they saw in the Rambam that it's not like the Ramban that we're not counting the evaporation is because the evaporation you could know exactly. What does the Ram mean? You can't know it exactly. Why can't you know it exactly? If you know how much there was originally, you know how much there is now. You know exactly how much evaporated. But if the Ram holds it, you don't get no, the evaporation, you're not counting. You're only counting what was nivlin to the k'dera, so that's taka, a very imponderable thing. How do you know how much was nivlin to the k'dera? So you need some kind of oymed yofa, how much we think disappeared from evaporation, and how much we think went to the blias ha-k'dera, and were mashara the blias ha-k'dera. So that's machaikis, the Ram and the Ramban. The Rambam holds the word that when Mishar, that my debolik there means the blias that are inside the k'dera and the pot itself, the oymed yofet. And the Ramban learns it means the evaporation. Rashi, not so clear. Rashi seems to say the way we know how much the k'dera is belaya because we see how much is missing. Well, actually, Rashi doesn't say the k'dera. Perhaps when you say Beferish. I have a different diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says when Mishayer, how much the Keter was Berlea, La'acha Shanofa La'issa. Why only La'acha Shanofa La'issa? Let's say, if the Rambam really holds, Melitzvi the Ramban, I would understand it. You can't think even the evaporation. Some kind of cool drabbana, we count the evaporation, maybe based, like the Rashba says, on the fact that the Issa probably also evaporated. So if it evaporated before the Issa fell in, I had a great big pot of soup. Hug the Zaysim. Now it's only 40 Zaysim left. Now Issa falls in. So I'm going to count the 60 Zaysim that evaporated in the year before the Issa ever got here. That wouldn't make any sense at all. Mela that would evaporate after the Issa fell in, I can count it, as the Rashba says, based on the fact that I really deep down think that the Issa also evaporated. So Mela, I could count the evaporation. But if the Rambam learns, you're not counting the evaporation at all. You're only counting the real blias that are inside the Daifne Akadera. And somehow they participate in being Mavapul Tama Issa. So why does it have to be only La'achash Nofala Issa? What I had a big pot of soup, 60 Zaysim, 10 Zaysim were nivel into the Kadera. And now a Kazaysim Issa fell in. So why don't I say, but there's 60 Zaysim of Hedti here if you count what's circulating inside the Daifne Akadera. Ramsey, you can't do that. You can only be Mishai with the Keter was Balea after with Nafalais. So that's not so clear to me what's the Shach in that Rambam. Maybe even the Rambam will say Al Derech, what the Rashba says in the Ramban. That really, it's a strange thing where Mishai, what's inside the pot to be Mavapta Leisa, Tysus' thought experiment is right. The blias are not really so effective in being mevatel the time of the Isser. You do Tysus' thought experiment, and you'll see that it doesn't really work. So how do we really have a right even to be mitzarev my debolok there? So maybe the answer is because really even though the keter was belay 10 zaysim, so even now I only have 50 zaysim left in the pot, and it's really the 50 zaysim that are doing all the heavy lifting. They're doing the hard work. The 10 zaysim that are in the pot, they're not really so effective in being mevatel the time of Isser. So I have 50 zaysim of soup. They're the real 50 zaysim. Then I have these 10 phantom zaysim, and I have a kazayis of isser. So how does this work? I'm taking 50 real zaysim with 10 phantom zaysim, and I'm using it to mevatel kazayis of isser. It's a little bit strange. So maybe the Rambam holds the reason why I'm allowed to do it is because I assume that since 10 zaysim went into the pot, the same way 10 zaysim of those 10 zaysim that went into the pot also carried with them some of the time of the isser. So the time of the isser was also lessened. So it's not one zayis of Isser with 50 zaysim of Heter and then another 10 zaysim of phantom Heter. It's a kezayis of Isser minus a proportion of the Isser that's also become gone into the phantom zone. And then you have the 50, so like, whatever it was 60 to 1 in the beginning. When it fell in, it was 60 zaysim of Marok and one zayis of Isser. What evaporates out, the Rambam doesn't think you could count because maybe the evaporation is all from the soup. But what goes into the Daifne Akdera, that's from the Isser and the Heter together. So even though it looks to you like, look, I know I have a Kazayis of Isser and I only have 50 Zaysim of soup, Rabbi says, no, you can count the 10 Zaysim that were nibbling to the pot. Why? Because even though they're only phantom Zaysim, but to the extent that they took away from to the extent that the Heter was nibbling the pot, Isser was also nibbling the pot. And even if you see the Isser, and the Rambam's case maybe is that it was Nimayach, and even if it's not Nimayach, but this, I see what I said before, there's an exchange. So even if the Kazayis of Isser looks like it's still a Kazayis, but if inside, maybe it's already it's already been attenuated. Maybe the kazayis of this is also not really a kazayis anymore. Some of this also went into the pot. So therefore, based on that, you're allowed to make this calculation and be mishayer, basically a mishayer kamayshuluf, and you're allowed to make this calculation and include the ma'idibolak there. Maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam why you only count what was blay after the isafel. Because the calculation is really based on the fact that some of the Isser also went into the pot. So one second. So it really comes out that we're just being Mishar, in effect, Bukhara, we're just being Mishar, the original proportions. So then why not just be Mishai, the original proportions? Why are you doing this fancy calculation? You have to calculate what it is now, then you add what was Balak Tera, Ba'im Ed Yofer, Yef Shevet Simtzum, In effect, you're making this cheshbon based on the fact that I assume that everything went into the pot equally. So why don't you do a simpler calculation? How much zayis was there originally? How much soup was there originally? And you're saying whatever was nivla, whatever was next, it was next to proportionally the same. So why not just do that? The Ramban says that that's what it means. The Ramban says that's what my Debolik there means. He says, in effect, it just means that you go with the original proportions. But the Ram is not the way. It's a whole calculation. Oimid Yofa. What do you have to do? Oimid Yofa, fancy algorithms. Why not just look at the original proportions?
Did some evaporate?
But the answer is because some evaporated. And the evaporation was more from the head. So you can't just look at the original proportions. The original proportion is not right. The original proportion is 1 to 60, but a lot of that soup evaporated, and the piece of meat, the chaylev that fell in, maybe didn't evaporate. So you have to look at the way it is now. But you can add to the way it is now the blias hakateira, because the blias hakateira is from the isser and the heter together. Or at least from the time of the isser with the time of the heter together. So maybe that's the shot now.
There would be more
blias
from the heter than the isser.
Yeah, but the proportion will be the same. The proportion of Blia will be, this will be, it'll be proportionate to the way to the distribution in the pot. And therefore, you can count that 10 zesim can be added to the heter because it will give you back the original proportions minus the evaporation. Maybe. Okay, we'll stop here.
What? Well, I was more concerned about that.